Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good morning. You wish you were born a cow in Rajasthan. Not only does the state police there have no error of judgment, but you could also sell your piss and perhaps make those earnings non-taxable. The demand for cow piss is so high in Rajasthan that at wholesale level, cow piss is sold anywhere between rupees 15 to 30 per litre. Not so far from the cow's milk, which sells for a price anywhere between rupees 22 and rupees 25. So no wonder people are killing for the cows there. But there are more things than cow piss and milk, Horatio. Going beyond cows, taking the piss and milking the news, we are here with editorial for today, 24th July 2018. So why not begin with what is steering the nation? I don't know much about what is steering the nation, but we are staring at a steep price rise because of the trucker's strike, and it's neither surgical nor peppered by Joomla, and it's therefore understandable that news dailies are giving it a miss. Today is the fourth day of the strike by truckers in India, and despite the strike starting with a mixed response and because of failures from the center to resolve issues, it seems that the stir is actually picking up now. All India Motor Transport Congress, or the AIMTC, which claimed support of about 93 lakh truckers, had started a nationwide indefinite strike on the 20th of July, and the demands include a reduction in central and state taxes by getting diesel under the GST, so that the price of the deregulated commodity can be reduced. The strike has affected some parts. Grocery rates are all set to increase further, including fruits and vegetables. But then, if you're a cow-drinking elite, you will be immune to the strike because cow's milk may have been impacted, but not the cow's piss. While truck engines aren't the only thing shutting down, turns out Maharashtra is also heading towards a shutdown. Amidst privilege motion against the Prime Minister and the Defence Minister for misleading the nation, MNS and Shiv Sena are taking more potshots in Devendra Fadnavis and the BJP than there are potholes on Mumbai Road. MNS Chief Raj Thackeray on Sunday accused Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis of misleading Marathas over reserving posts for the job aspirants from the community in the proposed mega recruitment drive. Members of the Maratha community have been demanding 16% quota under OBC category in government jobs and education. The agitation by the Maratha community for reservation in government jobs and education took a tragic turn on Monday after a 27-year-old protester jumped to his death in Godavari River. The incident came a day after Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said he was cancelling his visit to a temple in Pandharpur as protesting Maratha outfits threatened to disrupt the event. Maratha outfits also announced a bund across the state except in Satara on Tuesday to protest against the incident. Well, in case you haven't heard, the Ministry of Finance has refused to divulge information on the amount of black money held by Indians inside the country and abroad, claiming that it will constitute breach of privilege of Parliament. So no surprise that people were slightly angry when they found a locker in badminton club in Bengaluru owned by a Sindhi businessman. Well, despite several reminders when the owner failed to renew his badminton room locker membership, the club authorities were forced to empty the locker, and what they found was way more than any other sports gear. In the three lockers held by a businessman named Avinash Amarlal Kukreja, they found over rupees 3.96 crore cash, diamonds and jewellery worth over rupees 8 crore, several signed blank cheques and property documents worth over Rs. 800 crore. While insiders claim that a Sindhi businessman Avinash is a go-between politicians and businessmen, they alleged he kept the Benami property papers of powerful politicians in the state. Now, will these locked-up content unlock some influential names? We'll have to wait and watch. And given we are talking about black money, we are reminded of the finance minister. Oh, sorry, just don't ask us who the finance minister is. For we have tried but failed to figure out this puzzle. Sanity and finance minister both seem to be missing from the nation. But thankfully, blind justice has their eyes set on the ministry. The Bombay High Court expressed annoyance on Monday over the non-functioning of the Debt Recovery Tribunal, DRT, whose premises in Mumbai have been closed following a fire over a month ago, and sought to know if the finance minister of the country was sleeping over the shutdown of a key body. The court sought to know from the union government by when it would identify an alternate place for the tribunal. The government should be doing all this on their own instead of the issue coming before us and the court passing orders, Justice Oka observed. He also said, in the financial capital of the country, the Debt Recovery Tribunal is not functioning. Is the finance minister sleeping? Well, thankfully, some investigating agencies, unlike other institutions and agencies, is not sleeping. Two more suspects were arrested in the case involving the murder of journalist activist Gauri Lankesh. According to NDTV, the police said the men, Amit Paddi and Ganesh Miskin, are residents of Hubli in Karnataka. Amit is a goldsmith, while Ganesh Miskin drives a TSR and makes incense sticks in his spare time. Both men, who are in their late 20s, have been accused of murder, abetment, conspiracy, and under various sections of the Arms Act. Police are yet to spell out their role in the case, but it is suspected that they were involved in destruction of evidence. Well, that is all that from India, and let's move over to what was raging internationally. Greece file fire to begin with. Forest fires ranging across Greece have killed at least 20 people, the government says, as the authorities there seek international assistance. More than 104 are injured, 11 seriously, with 16 children among the casualties, according to a government spokesman there. Although countries including Italy, Germany, Poland and France have all sent help in the form of additional planes, vehicles and firefighters, but with temperatures set to soar again, they are in a race against time to get the fires under control. And on to our last story. We started with the cow and now we are ending it with the snake. But in this case, the snake was what killed and not the humans that lynched in the name of the snake. And no, it's not from India, but our neighbor China, where a Chinese woman who had hoped to make traditional snake wine died after being bitten by a venomous serpent which she ordered from an online shopping portal. So-called snake wine is typically made by infusing whole snakes in alcohol, with the resulting beverage said to give an invigorating effect. So whatever you do, stay away from cows, children and snake, for if the mob doesn't get you, a venomous snake might. Stay safe, stay hydrated. We'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye from takeapart.in.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.